Well, this is completely unexpected. Xbox is officially ditching Microsoft Copilot AI. This is their AI everywhere initiative that they're shoving AI into everything that you didn't want it to be shoved into, every orifice, every nook and cranny, and it's been shoved into Xbox, into gaming. In fact, we did a video a couple weeks ago talking about how they did a demo and it didn't go very well. They had a bunch of games journos and watching basically the gameplay itself or talk you through playing it. I think it was Assassin's Creed. I can't remember what the game was, but it was annoying as hell. And gamers are roundly rejecting it. Now apparently they're making the announcement that they're taking it out of Xbox. I mean, when they do something right, you know, definitely I want to you know, congratulate them on that, like for finding a clue, for getting a clue. So we're going to talk about this. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, this is Neon. This is Clownfish TV. And if you're looking for more Clownfish TV, go out to more, M-O-R-E, .clownfishtv.com. That's more, M-O-R-E, .clownfishtv.com for more Clownfish TV podcasts and articles you will not find on YouTube. And also, this is the best way to support the channel, because we don't do super chats. So for less than the cost of one super chat, you can get our paywalled content. Check it out, guys. Thank you very much. This is coming from Engadget. Xbox is ditching Microsoft's Copilot AI. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about their new head of gaming, Asha Sharma, who is actually a big fan of AI. She came from the AI division of Microsoft, but she's actually calling for them to walk it back a little bit. So look, let's not pretend, right? This is all about the money, right? Xbox has lost 33%. I guess it's declined 33% in Q3. It's not doing very well. So this is about them trying to save face with gamers. A lot of stores I'm hearing aren't even carrying Xbox anymore, or they're carrying a very limited supply of Xbox, because what's the point, right? Engadget has it. Microsoft announced plans to start stripping Copilot out of select Windows apps in March after criticism of the company's mishandling of its operating system reached a fever pitch. As it turns out, though, Windows is the only place that you'll see less Copilot. Xbox CEO Asha Sharma has announced that the AI assistant will also be removed from the gaming brand's mobile app and Xbox consoles. Under previous Xbox leadership, Copilot was introduced as a sort of in-game assistant that would be aware of what you're playing and be able to offer contextual advice based on what's on your screen. Microsoft launched a beta version of the experience by adding Copilot to the Xbox mobile app in May of 2025, but based on a GDC presentation, that's where it was, the company gave in March, the plan was to also bring Copilot to Xbox consoles later this year. Those plans apparently don't align with where Xbox is headed, Sharma said in a post announcing new hires to the Xbox division. So this is what she said on May 5th. Let's go out and see. And I've been very critical of her, because I'm like, why the hell would you bring in a head of AI to run Xbox other than to AI it up? And then, of course, you know, we had that GDC presentation and it did not go well. Asha says Xbox needs to move faster, deepen our connection with the community, and address friction for both players and developers. Today, we promoted leaders who helped to build Xbox while also bringing in new voices to help push us forward. The balance is important as we get the business back on track. Maybe they're actually going to try to fix Xbox. As part of this shift, you'll see us begin to retire features that don't align with where we're headed. We will begin winding down Copilot on mobile and will stop development. Interesting. We will begin winding down Copilot on mobile and will stop development of Copilot on consoles. Jared Shapiro says, all I ask for is full backwards compatibility so I can stop repairing my 25-year-old OG Xbox every year when the DVD fails. Data Racer says, this is all hollow tech corporate word salad, clearly product team. Skylarity says, great moves, also remove the gimmicky rewards program. It's so cringe to be playing games and constantly getting notified of reward points to claim. Yeah, so they've also dropped the price of Xbox Live. So, you know, there's definitely something going on here. Red Dragon says, you follow a bunch of people that have constantly lied and hurt the Xbox community, including Ryan McCaffrey, Colt Eastwood, and Jez Corden. Cryptmo says, too little, too late. already made the switch to PS5 at the end of 2025 after being with OG Xbox since launch. Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest, I haven't purchased an Xbox since the 360. And I have no interest in buying an Xbox because I have a couple of Xboxes. They're called PCs, right? And they basically play everything that I want to play. I don't have to buy an Xbox because I don't see the point. Now, I have concerns about Sony, too. We've been talking about Sony with, the facial ID and with them, you know, locking your games, checking, you know, to make sure you're on the internet and all that stuff. But I still feel better, even with all that, I still feel better about Sony than I do Xbox. So before she was tapped to lead Xbox, Sharma was the president of Microsoft's core AI division. And several of her new hires are coming from her former team. CNBC reports that includes Jared Palmer, Tim Allen, not Buzz Lightyear, Evan Shockey, a general manager at Core AI. So they're all AI people. Okay, this is really, okay, I got to tell you, I kind of agree with data rates are here. This sounds like corporate word salad because I will believe it when I see it. You're saying Copilot doesn't align with where we're going, but they're not saying AI doesn't align with where we're going. They're not saying they're just going to call it something else. It's one thing that Microsoft has been doing is trying to gussy up Copilot, call it something else so people don't catch on that it is what it is, that it's AI. Because people have associated Copilot with shitty AI. So now they're looking for it everywhere. And so if you call it something else, like, oh, it's the Xbox Game Assistant, it's Clippy Plus Ultra. Yeah, people are going to, you know, probably respond to it better. So these are the comments on Engadget. Why does there seem to be a double standard with Microsoft and Google integrating AI assistants into their products? Microsoft tries it with Cortana and Copilot gets backlash. Google does the same with Assistant and Gemini and people are fine with it. Are they? I don't think they are. I don't think they are okay with it. Let's see what else we got here. This is GeekWire has it. Microsoft's new Xbox chief nixes gaming Copilot for mobile and console, shakes up leadership with more AI people. They're all from AI. It said Sharma described the decision to wind down Copilot on mobile and stop its development for consoles as part of the plan to retire features that don't align with where we're headed. Her post did not address the status of the Copilot beta on the Xbox PC app or the ROG Xbox Ally handheld. The feature drew skepticism from the start. Gaming writer Thomas Wilde called it a solution looking for a problem in March of 2025, questioning whether players wanted an AI chatbot alongside their games. No. More recently, Wilde raised additional concerns about the feature pulling guide content from the open internet without attribution. Yeah, so basically what they think it was doing is that it was basically just pulling up, you know, different game guides from different websites or, you know, individuals or whatever, game facts, whatever, and walking somebody through it, but not telling them where the walkthrough actually came from. See also every other AI assistant on the internet. It usually doesn't tell you where it got the information from. So what Reddit needs to do, since for some reason, like Microsoft and Google are overly reliant on Reddit, is they just need to make shit up. They just need to make up the most ridiculous rumors. Like back in the day when I used to read EGM, they always had these ridiculous rumors like Sheng Long from Street Fighter, and there were hidden characters. And if you did this, you know, all these like crazy things in Mortal Kombat, and just make up a bunch of random shit. And then do a gameplay or a live stream of the Copilot just walking people through the wrong thing. That would be hilarious, man. I would actually pay money to watch that. So this is part of apparently a bigger initiative to try to fix Xbox. This is coming from the Gadget Flow. It said several reports say the new CEO, Asha Sharma, who took the role in February, plans to bring back the Xbox name for the gaming division and drop Microsoft Gaming. She said Xbox should serve as the identity, which signals a move away from the prior label. Again, they're not saying they're giving up on AI. She just hired a bunch of people from AI where she worked, Core AI. They're just calling it Xbox now. Xbox once led the console space, but a run of poor calls hurt the market share. The brand lost ground as it failed to match rivals like Nintendo and Sony in exclusive titles. Yes, that's why I have not purchased an Xbox since the 360, which was an amazing console, by the way. The 360 was probably one of my favorite consoles of all time, and I have a lot of really good memories of me playing the 360 with the kids when they were little, especially, and you know, it was a great console, and the one just didn't do anything for me. And the new series, I don't even understand the point. Like I said, I have gaming PCs, and that's basically all it is. And I think what's going to happen is the Steam Deck, when it comes out, Steam Machine, whatever the hell we're calling it, Steam Box, Steam Cube, what are we calling this thing? Anyway, when the Valve console comes out, it's basically just going to eat up that market share, I think. So they're going to have to do something different. They're going to have exclusives. They're going to have to make Halo worth playing again. But it said Sharma made her first big move with Xbox Game Pass. Last week, Microsoft cut the price to $23 a month from $30 after raising it, and they got backlash. It's not really a cut. Feels more like a rollback. Yeah, shift comes with a trade-off. New Call of Duty titles will not land on the service at launch because it landed with a thud. From now on, they will join about a year after release. See also HBO. Yeah, so they're trying to bring it back. I don't know. I think this is about... this is the cynic in me, but I'm saying this is probably a bait and switch to get you to feel the... I mean, they're even bringing the green back, for God's sake. To get you to feel the warm fuzzies for Xbox again. And then the other shoe's going to drop. Like, oh, buy a new console, guys. But this new console is going to be riddled with AI. And it's going to constantly spy on you. And you're going to have to subscribe to your games forever. But Xbox is back, baby. I don't know. What do you guys think? I mean, look, I will give them props for acknowledging Copilot in Xbox is a bad idea. So, going to wrap this one up. Please subscribe, guys. Again, check out more MORE. clownfishtv.com, and we'll talk later.